Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, Holy Spirit, breath of the living God, renew us and all the world. Amen. Renew us and all the world. The mission of God, the Missio Dei, God invites us to participate in his mission, which is the heart of God to make all things new, to bring all peoples to God. Now, I want to pause here and assure you, this is not the missionary recruiting talk. You can breathe easy. I will not have a missionary altar call at the end of the service. Though I've been a missionary for over 30 years, mainly in Japan and now more globally, I realize fully that is God's call on my life and the call that he has, the place that he has in his mission is unique and different for each one of you. He's called us to walk in a big mission, the Missio Dei. Actually, this past April, I was on a ministry trip to Kosovo in Albania, and I visited the magnificent Albanian Orthodox Resurrection Cathedral in the center of Tirana, Albania. Beautiful church, incredible icons, beautiful paintings, an amazing building. Former MWS 504 professor Paul Neely was also on the team, and he and I kept diverting the group to the cathedral and monastery gift shops throughout the two-week adventure. In this particular gift shop, we met a woman who's the only female Albanian Orthodox iconographer. She had studied under the premier Albanian iconographer who had created an Albanian icon of the Holy Trinity based on Russian artist Andrei Rublev's famous original. I could only afford to purchase a postcard version of the icon, but I have since used it to ponder and reflect not only on our Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but on the Missio Dei that flows out of the relationships within the Trinity. A bit of missiological reflection for this evangelical on the Canterbury Trail, stepping into Icons 101. The theology expressed in the Latin term Missio Dei articulates the belief that mission is God's mission, and we are God's instrument in that mission. The starting point of Missio Dei is a Trinitarian God. Mission is the purpose and action of our Trinitarian God. And the internal relationships of the Trinity, especially love, also embody the way God acts in the world and acts through us in the world. Jim Hart wrote in an email to me, surprise, the love of God is best displayed in the hospitable love of the Trinity. The loving life of the triune God overflows continuously into creation, into all created things, especially humankind, and calls it back to the source of love. The mission of God to redeem all of creation begins with love, the love of the triune God. Psalm 118, his love endures forever. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent Jesus. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his love for us through sending Jesus. And 1 John 4, love comes from God. God is love. This is how God showed love. He sent Jesus. And Romans 8, what can separate us from the love of God? Amen. Nothing. And we are invited to join in this mission of love for the life of the world. Mission is not first something the church does, but describes the very being of God and how God works in our world. In his book, The Open Secret, Leslie Newbegin articulates that the triune God is involved in a mission and sends the Spirit-empowered church, that's us, to participate fully in that mission. There's a dynamic relationship that exists between worship and mission. That gathering as God's people includes at its very heart our being sent out into the world in God's name. It's an inside-out way of living and thinking. It's a fourfold order way of thinking and living. A high goal of IWS is supporting and equipping servant leaders for the mission of the church, which is the mission of God in Christ for the world. Through the curriculum and classes taught, through community life, daily chapel, and the fact that our main gathered celebration events, convocation and graduation, are full Eucharist services, we're reminded and encouraged that every individual rite and its elements are fundamentally about both worship and mission. So how do we view our worship service as missional worship? Ruth Myers, in her book, Missional Worship, Worshipful Mission, the mouthful, but she emphasizes that missional worship is not a set of techniques, but rather an approach to worship and congregational life in which God's mission permeates every aspect of what the church does and who the church is. That suggestion is that the liturgy itself is cyclical and not linear. It's the cyclical fourfold order of worship. Yes. Or as Jim Hart explained to me in the email, you're going to regret that. Worship reconciles us. It's good. Worship reconciles us with God through the appropriation of grace and mercy, and then sends us on mission to bring others back to the Creator. Worship constitutes the body of Christ through the Eucharist and sends it on mission to be regathered and reconstituted and resent again and again. It is cyclical. And Jim reminds us that all worship conduces to mission, which is why the Catholics call their primary worship a Mass. Ita missa est. Go. You are sent. The whole telos of worship is mission. I assured you there wouldn't be a missionary altar call today, but I invite you to a different altar call. I invite you to take your place at the table with the Holy Trinity. There's a place for each of us, a place hospitably extended to us to sit in fellowship and discern our unique part in the Missio Dei. As we leave IWS today or tomorrow, having gathered in the presence of God, we've been stretched in body, mind, and spirit. We've drunk from the fire hose of biblical, theological, historical, and cultural learning, being nourished by the word and table, and energized by the Holy Spirit who has moved among us like a magnet. And we are now sent, and we are now sent into the world to be a light to our world and to the nations. The table is spread. The dance is in progress. There's a place for each of us in the mission of God. We've heard several times this week that our worship is not for us. It's not actually for God. It is for the life of the world. Because God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son that none would die. Jesus came for the life of the world, and we're invited to join Jesus and the Trinity on a mission trip for the life of the world. So this is the altar call. We're invited to complete the circle at the table, to join the Missio Dei, to complete the movements of God in the world by our own response. We're invited to come into the depth and intimacy of the Trinity. As we close our time this morning, we'll use the Albanian Holy Trinity icon as a prayer window to ponder for a few minutes what our individual response of, here am I, send me, might look like as we return home.